the Ramos says that on the first night of Sukkos, if it's raining, that even though the other nights, if it's raining, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, because it's mitzvah part of the sukkah. But the first night, you have to eat in the sukkah, at least the kazayas, even if it's raining, because and the reason is because the machlokes is rishonim, whether on the first night of sukkah, even if it's raining, you're chayiv to eat in the sukkah, because that's the gzeirah shavah that we learn tesvav tesvav mechak hamatzos, and it's a separate chayiv, not just part of the mitzvahs, the key mitzvah sukkah, but it's a separate mitzvah achila, and that's why the shi'as kazayas. So once the Rav told the story that it was raining the first night of Sukkos, and so Rav Moshe did like that. He ate in the sukkah, made the kiddush in the sukkah, as it says in Ramah, and he ate the first kazayas, and then he went inside and finished the meal. And his children, the Rav Moshe's children, including the Rav, they were little, they went to sleep. And then but Rav Moshe stayed up, and when it stopped raining, he woke them up that they should come in to the sukkah. Now it's not raining, to Mekayim the Mitzvah sukkah, according to all Shitas, because according to maybe the first time they ate, that's mainly shown how that you're potter at that time. There's no key when it's raining. So the Rav is a little bored. He tightened it with his father, Mamanushach. Because if he's potter, because if Mitztayer is chayv in the sukkah the first night, so that they read even Mekayim, because they ate the first kazayas in the sukkah, even in the rain. And if Mitztayer is potter, even the first night of sukkah, so now waking him up, he's potter, because he's Mamanushach potter, because we went to sleep. The loch is you don't have to wake somebody up to go eat in the sukkah. So Rav Moshe answered no, that those who hold that your potter, while it's raining, even the first night, that patur is not a patur because of, that's not just mitzvah. The loch is that we read this ksamim while it's raining, it's of course same sukkah. It doesn't have the same sukkah at all. And that's in the Biur HaGor, he says that kishiyodim kshomim ain shem sukkah olav. So it's havko and hefts of the sukkah. Masha ain kain, when they went, if you went to sleep, and so you're not mechuyev to come back out smith style, but once you're awake, or you, in this case when he woke them up, then that mitzvah doesn't apply to the first night of sukkah, and therefore once they do come to the sukkah, they mekayim the mitzvah. And you see, Ramesh said from that the loch of Yeridus Ksamim is not just a patur mitzvah, because the Gemara says that Yeridus Ksamim is a simon klola b'chag. The Gemara says, "Moshel Mahadavet Domer LeEved Shebol Limzog Kos LeRabel VeShafach Lo Kiton Alponov." So you see, it's not just a loch of the general loch of mitzvah. It's a loch because it's mafkia the mitzvah, and it doesn't have a shem sukkah at all.